It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
A very early discussion of the Green Bay Packers, because tomorrow night when we talk, I'll bet it'll be close to midnight or maybe a little bit after. You go to WisconsinOnDemand.com, you hit the button that says Jason Wilde, and you listen and follow everything he says about the Green Bay Packers, and you'll be much smarter. Good afternoon, Jason.
I'm just here for the Marquette-Iowa State talk. I don't know about anybody else.
I knew you were going to bring that up. I just knew it.
I'm so mad at you.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Mike, I mean, you arguing with Tausch isn't that much better content than about the college football playoff isn't that much better content than discussing number 5 versus number 6. I want people to care about college basketball, and I am guilty of this too. Let me be very clear. I'm always up to my eyeballs in Packers stuff and the girls' activities and walking the dogs and the 36 cats we've got in the house. So I don't always care, but like this game, obviously knowing TJ since he was a little kid and considering him a friend.
What do you mean you
and
did?
Obviously, yeah. He played on the same Little League All-Star team as my younger brother did in Wilson
You're
Park.
You're kidding. Well, why didn't you lead with that? You didn't tell
I
us.
Did,
it was like a family
I did,
friend.
I did say it actually this morning. You didn't hear it because you're too busy telling me we had to talk about the Packers. But he's, I mean, I really root for him, obviously, and I've
he's
told
a very
you
good
affinity.
Coach. Very good.
Yeah,
coach.
And I've told you my affinity for Shaka. So I'm looking forward to this
he's
game,
a very good
and
coach
I'm looking forward to syncing up our broadcast. With you and Tony on the call with the TV, Pebble was just telling me it's on ESPN Plus. So,
ESPN Plus, which I want to put a plug in for Verizon. Because I have Verizon, I get ESPN Plus, Disney, and Hulu all for free. And ESPN Plus is really good, I think, because in addition to all the help you get on the website, ESPN.com, then they have like every conceivable game there is. So.
Yeah,
and
like the Mobsy's buddy
good.
Todd Kowalczyk is the head coach at Toledo, and he's able
Toledo.
To watch Todd coach all the time. So anyway, we can talk Packers. I just wanted to get after you a little bit because this is a game.
Well, you
that
didn't
I'm
tell me he's a close personal friend,
watching.
And he's not going to be at Iowa
That's
State.
That's a little
for
strong.
Long.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you know.
No,
I don't
when
know
you,
where he'll end up.
I you remember. I don't know how many you went, but you never forget who you played Little League with. I mean, I don't. I mean, that was my. I thought I was going to, you know, make it to Williamsport.
At that point, from what I understand from your.
Yes, I did. Yes, I was the biggest disappointment as a Babe Ruth draft, the second overall pick in the city of South Bend, and I sucked. And I can just let you know about Tony. Well, I quit baseball. And I had to come back for my last year of Babe Ruth, and the coach says, "All right, we start practice." As I actually quit in the middle of a game in which a lefty pitcher was just—I thought he was going to kill me—and it was strike three. And anyway, but yes, so I was Tony Mandrich, and I just want to tell you, I don't know that was the case with him, but I just wasn't that good. So the day they had the tryout, I hit like I was Tony Gwynn. And I wanted to say to all the coaches, I'm not this good, but I didn't have the ability to mention it. And so, yeah, I mean, South Bend's a big city and has had great baseball. But Andy Replogle pitched. He's from South Bend, Clay High School.
Yeah,
for the Brewers.
Sure.
So they had outstanding players. And to think I was
even
the number
older than
two.
You.
That's, but, yeah, no. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Little League wasn't that big to you, so. I'll bet he was very good.
And then
he played basketball
and then I had
at Whitewater.
He did, yeah. And obviously, you know, you remember guys if you came across them in some way. I also remember the first time I ever set foot on the UW campus. I was a senior in high school. No, junior in high school. And it was during the state tournament. And Tony Smith was a senior at Wauwatosa East, right?
Yes, he was. Yep.
And I remember watching him play on TV with all of my college roommates' older brother and his friends because we weren't in college yet. So it was like our big thing. We went up to UW-Madison. We're hanging out with all these college guys. And, of course,
cool.
Because we were basketball junkies, we're watching instead of, you know, what maybe other guys would have been doing –
up on campus. We were all sitting
That was supposed
Tony
to be
Smith
a huge tournament because Sheboygan North won, and they had the star player, Kurt Portman, who was one of the top recruits in the country, and he was going to be good. And he was kind of the Steve True of baseball.
He was the Steve the Homer
there.
True.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I remember after he played a couple years.
Career.
Yes. Oh, Tony Smith was Babe Ruth. I said, I told Shaka Smart. I said, you know how good Cam Jones is playing? He goes, what? I go, check. He's playing almost like Tony Smith played the entire year, his senior year. And you should know that he did it with a team that scored many fewer points and a coach who cared only about defense. So Cam's got he might be looked as the number one player in the country by some, but his goal will be to equal that guy, because I'm hoping that at some point that Cam will, Shaka will probably mention it to Cam Jones if he has a big game and is feeling how good he is. Hey, you're not even as good as the radio announcer yet. So we'll see. Yeah, Tony was. But anyway, Kurt Portman, 2 years is at Wisconsin. Everybody says, I think Steve Yoder's a coach. He'd be like, true. This year, Portman's going to be good. He runs the court so well. That was the best they could say about him at 6'11". He runs the court really well. Do you realize what you're saying?
Yeah, he was really, really nice guy. And he was, from the guys that I know that played with him, a great teammate. But he did not live up to that.
No, he just wasn't all that good.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, we got to get to the pack. But I'm willing to talk to you about the coach because he's the hottest, one of the hottest young coaches in the country. I mean, there are people, and I don't think he'll be at Iowa State. I'll give him maybe there's something about this place he likes. I give him 2 more years. He could get a job at any school, right? He was an assistant. And I think was an assistant there. Lorenzo Romar hired him. He was like at Washington for a year. But my
South
point
Dakota
is like,
State, South Dakota yes. State for 3 years, Nevada
before
Las
coming
Vegas
here
for two,
yes.
And Iowa State is in year four there.
But yep. I think he could coach at any school in the country. He could end up at any school. There's not a school in the country that wouldn't be willing to hire him if available. Everyone.
Hmm. So, well, as long as Shaka doesn't go anywhere, that's what I really care about. All right, so
Shaka's not going
the injury
anywhere.
Report,
not that I
the
know.
The injury report, which I know you're eager to get to.
I saw
Jair
this.
Alexander, Jair Alexander out, Romeo Doubs out, Edgerrin Cooper out, Corey Ballantyne out. I don't think we should be especially surprised by Alexander, given what they endured with that Chicago game where they cleared him.
But wait,
they
he was practicing this week, correct?
Limited basis, and then he did not. If they had practiced today, he is listed as a did not participate, which,
all right.
Again, and look, I don't know. Matt LaFleur has not said anything like this to me, okay? It's just me kind of, you know how this job is sometimes about reading people?
Yeah, you know what's going on.
My read on him is that after all the stuff that happened last year and then the thing in Chicago where he said he could go, and then he pulled himself out after 10 plays, said he couldn't go.
They're counting on him not playing until otherwise.
Yeah, and I wonder, frankly, if Matt is kind of at his wit's end. And I say this, again, this is just my theory. And, again, I don't want this attributed to Matt LaFleur because he has not in any way said this, hinted this, told me this, none of that. But I thought it was really interesting. It just, again, it's just, you know, when you do this for a long time, there are certain things that kind of strike a chord with you. And the way that both LaFleur and Jeff Hafley were so over the top, not that it wasn't deserved, but so over the top in praising Isaiah McDuffie for suffering a serious ankle injury against San Francisco, missing one play while he was still in the locker room getting retaped and respatted up on his ankle, finishing the 49ers game, and on a short week where they thought there was no way in God's green earth he was going to be able to play on Thanksgiving, not only does he play, but he plays well and ties for the team lead in tackles. He's got a pass breakup. He had a big tackle for loss. They were so over the top in their praise about him, talking about how much it means for him to be there for his teammates and play for this team, and I just thought it was hard not to hear what they were saying. And again, I'm not saying their intent was this. It was my interpretation. It was hard not to hear them say those things and think, boy, that's quite the juxtaposition between what we're seeing from Jair and what we're talking about here. Now, Jair did say that he has a PCL tear, which is the same injury, and we don't know if it's less severe, more severe, the same severity, whatever, as Christian McCaffrey. And McCaffrey's on injury reserve. He's out for at least 6 weeks, which is going to be the rest of the year because they ain't making the playoffs. And maybe Jair's injury is more serious than we think, but the weird it's always something weird with him, right? Like the fact that he went out there.
Yeah, because the team would tell you this, the doctors would tell you that.
Right, and so the fact that he played and then he couldn't play, like, I don't know what to make of it, but the one good thing, and I've said this before, is that they have enough experience with him not being available now from 21, 23, and now 24, that they at least know how to deal with it. They may not be as good as they would be if they had him on the field, but at least they have practice at playing without him.
I should be focused on the game, but what's his contract situation? Could this be the end for Jair, or is that a stupid thought given his contract?
No, it's not a stupid thought at all. And frankly, if you forced me to put a meaningful amount of money on it, which I don't wager, but if you forced me to do it, I would bet that he will not be back. According to SpotTrack, this is the year. This is when they have the out. He will leave a dead cap hit of $19.1 million on the Packers cap, but he's got a $16.2 million base salary plus a signing, you know, the amortization of the signing bonus plus the restructure proration. He would count $25.9 million against the cap if he's on the team. So they actually would save $6.8 million in cap space by not bringing him back. So if that's the case, I think you have a little bit of an idea of what might happen here.
Who are the corners then next year?
That's a great question. I mean, I think they end up having to go to the free agent market like they did with Xavier McKinney and try and find that guy because they'll have Keyshawn Nixon. They do like Carrington Valentine a ton, but I also don't think that they'll be bringing back Eric Stokes, right? They declined the fifth-year option on him, so he was the first-round pick in 21. So
right,
this is year four.
Good.
The stat that Bill Huber had from Sports Illustrated.
I saw that.
Which was, this is mind-boggling for people who didn't see this. He has played 999 snaps without an interception or a pass breakup.
You know what's amazing to me on that, Jason, the most amazing? That guy would get 999 snaps. After, like, what number do you assume that a team would go, we can't play him anymore. It's not 999. What is it?
Yeah, but when Jair's
400?
Out. Right. But when Jair misses as much time as he has, you're limited in your choice. And look, the fact that Corey Ballantyne, who got injured on the opening kickoff blocking for Keyshawn Nixon last Thursday, is out too. That means that their corner depth chart is Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine outside. Next guy is Eric Stokes. Next guy after that is Robert Rochelle, who is more of a special teams guy. So they're in a bit of a pickle there with not one but two guys that won't be available.
As far as the game, I mean, I picked the Packers, but even if they lose, I just like this team. I think this team is good, so I don't.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, so
I'm with you. I think you're, you know, we eventually did get the Packers this morning, and I think your take is an accurate one, right? Like, I do think that, like, there's reason to like them to make a playoff run, even if they do not get any sort of home field advantage, win the division. They're not going to get to the number one seed. Whereas I just feel like the Lions, you know, if they had to go to Philly, if they had to come to Green Bay somehow, I don't like them as much. And I know they won in Green Bay on the last game of the season in 22 and all that, but I feel like Jared Goff, could he go to, you know, I don't know, Tampa Bay and win or Atlanta and win. Of course he could. But if they are, I think that they are the prohibitive favorite, which is not bold since they have the best record in the NFC right now.
Don't you put, I'm putting Philly really close to them. I think Philly is playing really well.
I think this comes down to who has the number one seed, who gets the bye, who gets the home field if those two teams play each other. Because I just think that the Lions so desperately need not only home field to have teams coming into Detroit, but on top of that, they so desperately need their quarterback to be in that environment, and they need the week off for some of those guys. Because look, they've got 18 guys on IR, but not all of them are done for the year. Like Anzalone, one of the linebackers that's so good for them, they plan on him being back. If it's not at the end of the regular season, it's for the playoffs. There's a few other guys on IR that fall under that same category.
Out, they had three defensive linemen, and I'm not adding Hutchinson.
Yeah, none of those guys are on injured reserve, so they're out for this game, which certainly helps the Packers. But it doesn't mean like they're not like Aiden Hutchinson, whose season is over, or Marcus Davenport. Those guys, like, they're going to get healthier if they don't sustain in tomorrow night's game and the four remaining regular season games. If their bad injury luck doesn't continue down this path and they don't get any new injuries, if they can get that first round bye, they will have gotten healthier. They won't get Hutchinson back, who's a field-tilting player, but they will certainly be in a much better place health-wise than they are today, and that will give them a legit shot at getting to the Super Bowl.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, enjoy the game tonight. Take care. Be good.
Will do. Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. Again, you go to WisconsinOnDemand.com, hit the Jason Wilde, and then you get all the information. Yes, I am Mr. 38 Minutes. Isn't every day, but most days. Homer, are you going to say 30? Yep, I'm going to do it again. Yep, every day. I want you to, when you think of American Place Casino, and you think of Homer, you go, I know, 38 minutes south of Franklin. I used to say just a half hour south of Franklin, but then someone said, Homer, take the trip. It's a little more. Fine. It's actually exactly 38 minutes south of Franklin, but that's pretty close to just a half hour. American Place Casino, located in Lake County, Illinois. They have great table games. They have great slot machines. They got a sports book, great food, all their promotions at AmericanPlaceCasino.com. But I'm the guy every day who tells you American Place Casino, just a half hour south of Franklin. In fact, exactly 38 minutes. I also mentioned to you about Fisco, so you'll like me more, I admit it. Fisco, of course, the auto body place. It's a family business, owned since 1931. It's not what they do, it's who they are. They're so good at it because they've been doing it for so long. By the time they're doing it for you, they've been doing it so long, it's easy. I tell you, they say it's easy. I think it's easy, but they won't say that. They just give you expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Here's how it goes. People listen to me. They go there. They're amazed how good they are. They thank them, and then they eventually, geez, wow, Homer, thanks. Makes them feel better about me. I admit it. It's a benefit of me telling you about Fisco. Fisco Auto Body and Forest Home in Franklin. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco. Not next, but soon. Tim Van Vorn. Is he going to pick the pack? Soon. I am next.